adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Hey everybody, Adventures in Pathfinding. we kind of got to a stopping point in Ring and Winter, so we're jumping back to Moitenburg and the innkeepers. I'm not sure if we can call them the innkeepers on the podcast. I think that's something we kind of started in our own discussion.
I don't think they may be known in town as the innkeepers. Yeah, we haven't necessarily taken them on as our...
Tavern will take profit, but you will not call something. But people will take money when it's paid.
Fortunately, everybody else does call you that, so no matter what you say.
No one with the fucked up eyes.
And I told everyone in town that you loved our cooks.
And they go, who's that goblin cooking your food for you? And they're like, that's his fiance.
Definitely love killer. I'll marry her if it means I get to kill her.
That's a hate relationship.
Yeah, but it's been about a year. Did you say that already?
You said that.
It's been about a year since...
I didn't know if we said it on the...
No, yeah, it's been about a year since we played with these guys. And we all have to roleplay that something hasn't happened yet. That has a 1 and 2 zeros behind it.
Oh, the dream.
Oh, that didn't happen? Okay.
That didn't happen.
What happened? Everybody.
No, because we actually recorded the 100th episode before the 98th or 99th episode, that won't be released until...
So it means I got 2 episodes early.
Yes, you do.
Well, but the 100th episode takes place before now.
Yes.
So you have to go back in time.
Yep, challenge.
So right now I'm actually going to try to fix everything so the timeline kind of has some kind of resemblance of working.
All right, Donnie Darko.
Yeah. And then a giant plane engine comes and kills me.
But you're happy about it.
Yeah. Mad world.
Sound good.
So, to kind of start off, we're going to do a little intro with each character. And I thought I would do a quick one-on-one with each character to do that. So, I'm going to start off with the original innkeeper, David.
That's true.
So
the character or the...
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a difference?
Can Shivers be there?
Yes, Shivers is there.
So Shivers is still alive.
Yes. So if I can get
to work in progress.
Tabit, Kenobian, and Mentos, please leave the room.
Oh, really? Okay.
Five.
We're going.
These sessions are going to be variable for depending on who it is. So it might be real fast. It might be real slow.
Take your time, David. I'm drinking.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right, now that they're gone, so David, the half-orc, and with his badger, Shivers, is about 3 days after the incident with the thing.
Operation.
Yep. And you guys are just kind of recovering, and somebody comes in with a letter.
Ooh.
Would you please deliver said letter to Mr. David?
Ooh, look at that. That's actually, how do you do that? Oh shit, it's actually an orc. I can't read this. No, I'm sorry. Dear successful son, we have received your letter and are most proud of your actions in the town of Wartenburg. It is good to hear that you are fitting in so well in town and have started your inn. Please recall the lessons we taught you on running a successful inn. 1. Clean animals in every room. It's true. Flip the pillows not once, not twice, but thrice. People enjoy... Or 3. People enjoy... waking up to songs about the coming day, even if they do not ask. Your mother and I are doing fine here at home. My comrades have introduced me to a new dice game that I am still learning the tricks. Oh, Dad. Tricks of the trade on. I was hoping with your newfound income, your next letter could include a writ for 500 gold to help me practice. My father has a gambling problem for those of you. You may have forgotten, but your father is a very lucky man, and I suspect I will be quadrupling the investment you send. As a side note, please do not tell your mother. On the flips,
Should be flip side.
Oh, okay. My dad can't spell.
Sorry.
Yeah. On the flip side of the letter is a message from your mother. Please be respectful of our discussion. Probably your father.
That side is an orcish.
Oh. Lieber Sohn, geben Sie nicht Ihr Vater kein Geld. Ich bin Mutter von seinen Fallen auch. Now I won't read the whole thing. Well, otherwise I'll just be reading silence. Why not? Ich bin Mutter von seinen
Fallen. We do have a translated version.
Fallen auch, wir spenden unser Geld für seine Spielchen. Wir sind kaum über die Runden mit seiner aktuellen Schulden. Wenn Sie wollen. Wow, did you actually.
Thanks, Google Translate.
Okay, I'm going to say this is like actually written correctly. Wenn Sie wollen, Geld zu senden. Well, anyway. Schicken Sie es Bartholo Mouth. Not sure what that word means. Sam. Whisker and Littles. Some kind of mouse, I'm assuming.
Do you
want
to read the.
Oh, I've got it so far.
We'll read the translation part.
Or
do you want to read it so you can be like his mom?
Sie alle müssen, that part, in jeden Morgen aufwachen, denken Sie nach Hause kommen. Sie verlieren in der Regel Interesse einmal ein Fehler von Fliegen, aber so nicht Sie keine Sorgen machen. I want mother. Ich bin froh, dass Sie in der Lage einige Freunde in Mortenburg machen haben. Die Menschen in der Stadt begannen zu reden, was mit ihnen verbringen die meiste Zeit mit den Tieren. Es wäre aber eine Menge Leerlauf, Mund in Ruhe zu wissen. Sometimes an empty mouth?
We'll read the
translation. Okay. Das du führst eine Gruppe von mutigen Abenteurer. Tippen, dass die Altstadt von ihnen zu befreien. Stellen Sie sicher, dass Sie Ihre Stoßsehnen putzen. Ich werde, Mutter, ich werde. Liebe Mama. Yeah.
And for everybody else, how about a translation? Read by my dear wife, Allison, a.k.a. Circle the Clerk.
Dear son, do not give your father any money. I'm tired of his lazy ass wasting all of our money on his little games. We're barely making ends meet with his current debts. If you want to send money, send it to Bartholomew, Sam, and Whisker and Littles. They will miss you and wake up every morning thinking you're coming home. They usually lose interest once a bug flies by, though, so don't you worry now. I'm glad you've been able to make some friends in Mortenburg. People in town were starting to talk, what with you spending most of your time with the animals. It'll put a lot of idle mouths at rest, knowing that you're the leader of a group of brave adventurers to free that old town of yours. Make sure you brush your tusks. Love, Mom.
Aw.
And that is your section.
Who do you want to send down?
Let's send down Ryan. Next.
Ryan? Okay.
AKA Minto.
Is this one him?
Yes. Ryan! And let us thank Circle, a.k.a. Allison, my wife, for giving us the translation, because she is the one that printed it up for us.
I'm so smart.
She's smart, everybody. And so enters Mentos, the fresh maker.
And the pie might be gone.
And the pie is gone.
It's going to light up in damn trouble.
Because remember, only a third of it was me. Two-thirds of it was them.
Alright, Mentos. This occurs about 3 days after the aberration fight. And in between this other dream you might have. So, what this is kind of a fever dream. It kind of started after your encounter with the dust remains of that aberration. You kind of had like these weird dreams. You weren't really thinking anything of it. But this night you have a dream that has a large you assume it's an entity. You've never seen it before. But what it looks like is a lady in almost skin tight black, but her skin is all like translucent and you immediately remember the car because you were in there talking to him when he took off his mask and it was like translucent halfway. And you're thinking it's related somehow.
Okay.
And she kind of settles down next to you and says that she is the Nameless, the God of Death. And seeing as you were the one that did the killing blow on it, her last creature, that you gained its powers. So this is how you gained your mythic powers. However, to keep your mythic powers, she is cursing you, so to say. The way you know that your friends, I use with air quotes.
Yeah, I am a freeloader.
Are immune to, are susceptible to cold iron. That is not going to be your case. You, however, have your hand becomes kind of translucent, and you're going to gain a power very similar to the Arcanist consume magic items.
Okay.
So to get your mythic powers to recharge per week, you need to absorb at least a plus one magic item or more. If that you cannot find one, you can give up magic spell slots.
Okay.
You can do the scrolls and potions, but it needs to be like 2,000 gold worth. And she asked you if you have any questions for her now that you are part of her chosen conclave.
Are you the
Actually, well, the gods that they're interacting with aren't good or bad. They kind of, they're playing with them like Greek gods.
Okay. Hmm. So basically, my hand is permanently translucent.
Yes, and she will give you like a special glove that will go over it, but it makes your hand look like skin. But it's basically just a glove.
Okay.
So, easily hit. She said she's not as retarded as her brother to make some kind of very obvious thing pop out so everybody knows who the hell you are. That's not how you get things done in this world, she says.
That's a little more convenient.
Yes.
There is a need to contact you again. Is there a way to do it?
Yes. With you, he starts laughing. I said, hey, when you kill something, place your hand inside of it, and I will come to you that night. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, look better.
What? A bunch of shivers? Oh, devious, devious.
She asks, is there anything else you would like to know? Please remember that we are not good or evil. We are playing our own games, and you are all a pawn in them. Say by our rules, and you will go far.
And is there any other guidance that I should follow, or direction you need to set me?
Please be wary of my brother, Quetzalcoatl. He was the god of order, and he is the one that caused all the travesty in your world. His influence is growing stronger. There are already one group of adventurers that have fallen to his minions. And there is a faction in your city that is about to be swaying towards him.
A group of adventurers. They're not a group of crazy son of bitches that own the inn, do they?
No, they're not. They did stay at the inn at one time. They did destroy a priory to the north of you guys. That's an online, not online group.
Ah.
You wouldn't really know anything about that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right.
If I have anything else, and know how to get a hold of you.
I got your number. She kind of bows and kind of poofs away in a big blue mist. And that is it for your guy, Mentos, the Death Hand.
Formerly the Fresh Maker.
If you can send Kenobi and Lance down next, that would be good. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, I just wanted a fun way to use the Arcanist thing. And the song starts as Kenobian enters, singing about drugs and love.
Is this you?
Yep.
I'm glad I never got too into that light. What's going on?
The Pygon?
It's the Pygon upstairs.
Oh, I didn't like that.
First off, very appropriate shirt for the Dark Knights. Join your Dark Knight pride. This is a happening 3 days after the Aberration's death, and it's before the unmentioned dream. You get a note from Tan Clockhammer to come to his inn or to his shop.
Hey, are you trying to cut us out?
Yeah. Do not, it says on the letter, bring David or the Badger. And it's like underlined 5 times.
I'm nodding my head, but yep, makes sense.
I got you.
Yeah.
This is Tan. So Tan, you were going, correct?
Oh yes. I nod in my head.
Yeah,
makes sense. Hold that up. Make sure you don't see any of them.
You go in at the Tan forgery, I guess is what it is, or smithy. The armor, real shiny, all across both walls. Of course, you know the two golems that are his guards. You see him with his wild green hair with smoke popping off of the summons of it, kind of sit behind the counter and goes, ah, there you are. No badgers with you, right?
No. I do love the badger, but that usually comes attached with someone you don't
yes.
like as much.
Yes. Oh my god.
He likes you.
Yeah, I know. So, I got an interesting item the other day.
Okay.
Somebody by the name of the Maestro, which said he knew you and your old companion with the harp guitar thing, whatever it was, I don't know what it was, came by and gave me this. And he pulls out, and it's like a little piece of something for a for your spiromophone. He says you would know him because he taught you everything you know.
Stephens?
Yes. But he's called himself the Maestro. I don't know.
He's good.
What your stuff is.
He's good.
Anywho, I kind of been
examining. I'll let him call himself that.
So he's kind of looking at it. He's like, this is a real little thing, but it's got quite a bit of magic potential in it. I think if I put this attached to your spermophone, it would make it quite magical. In game terms, would make it a +1.
Okay.
And your acid stuff would hit every time instead of just on crits.
Okay.
However, I want to make a deal with you. As you know, the town is in hard times. You know the...
We're working on that.
Yes, you did free the southern portion, which is good. But also the Wolverines have taken over a large part of the town. You're not the only one. And the Dark Knights, that you gratefully named them, have been...
Yes, for some of them better than others.
Yes. have been stretched thin guarding against their section onto the new section, the other one. And though I've never had a problem with it, our Mayor Cora still insists that the Noble Tigers on the other way are planning something.
I really don't like those guys.
Although...
I'm going to give you my word of advice. Don't hang out with those guys. I know they seem
I don't want to hang out with them, but...
they've been offering protection.
They have a lot more coin than anybody else on this side of the street, let me say. So that goes back to this little reed thing you have here. I could reverse engineer this and make weapons for the city if you were willing to give them up. Or you could use it to increase your power and do what you have been doing. I mean, you do good work, and I would not be against or think less of you either way. I'm just thinking of the good of my town.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good with what I got. If you can use this to make better weapons for the city, I'm all for that.
Okay.
I can survive with what I have.
All right.
I'm getting used to it. I'm pretty used to it now, right? Maybe I have a new read, and I just don't play quite as well, or, sometimes vintage things have like a little different sound to them.
He goes, "You are the embodiment of a hero for the sacrifice you've given us."
You overstate that a little bit. I do what I can.
I do not want to leave you even empty-handed, and I do have an old gnomish folk song that you might enjoy.
Oh yeah.
He gives it to you, and it is a new spell you can add to your repertoire. Let me look it up for you real quick here. What's the highest level bard spells you can do? Is it?
Two right now.
Two. This is a second level spell. Just so I get everything right, and this is going to be one that's not in the core rule book.
Did you make it up early, or did it?
No, this is, I'm not there. This spell's in it. Alright. This song spell is called Dust of Twilight. And spell description is: a shower of incandescent black particles clings to and extinguishes torches, lanterns, sunrods, and similar mundane light sources, and dispels any spell of second level or lower with the light descriptor. Each in areas must make a fortitude save or become fatigued. If you want to look that up later to get all of the fun stuff added to it.
Okay.
That is all I have for you. I appreciate it, and the town of Mortonburg, she also appreciates it.
I'm living here now, so I hope you do well, too.
Alright, so that's it for you. If you can send down Tabit the Good and Kind.
I don't think either of those are not a fire supply, but... Miss Nomer, switch out my beer.
Is he a gnome?
No, he's a dwarf.
Oh,
probably a fine. Tabit. God, Tabit! Huh? I thought about that. Coming in with the Imperial March, Tabit.
Vader kind.
Vader kind.
That's supposed to be a real name. I'm sitting in David's spot.
Pass the salt, please. It reminds me of the scene in the first Batman with Michael Keaton, where what's her name sitting next to him and she gets up and brings all over. Anyway, hey.
So this happens 3 days, as everybody on the podcast has heard 3 times now. 3 days after the aberration has been killed.
No longer David tried to sell the sword that was really useful?
Yes.
Okay.
Before that. All
right. I just want to remind the listeners that that actually happened. And until it's like, hey, you know.
You might want to keep that.
Anyway.
You are having a dream, and it's not about a dragon. And it's... and you pop up into this really elaborate area that's full of trees and life. But everything has a violet hue with it. And you immediately remember or get a sense that you've been here before. And it clicks with you that this is now that darkness area that started out when you first encountered a cube quaddle. It's just grown, so to speak.
Yes.
And in the distance, you see a man with a lion's head sitting at an easel painting, and he's got like 3 partially nude women like laying around him as he's painting, and you know immediately that this is Hugo Waddle.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, it's up to you what you want to do now.
I definitely want to approach him.
Okay. And you start getting closer to him. You notice the women all have, like, lion masks on, and they're not, like, paying attention to them. You can't tell if they're, like, posed or they're just, like, not even real. They don't even look real, really, because they're too perfect in how they look.
Yeah.
Plus, since you said you're a virgin, they are very erotic.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like at this point, my sexual side of the cat is dead.
Yeah, that's probably good. I guess.
But I don't know. Who knows what happened.
And as you start getting close to him, he goes, pass me the black ink.
I will pass it to him.
And, like, right behind you, just, like, a shelf full of ink. And you're just, like...
Disappears?
Yep. It's just, like, just behind you.
I'm gonna be able to do this someday!
No, I'm just kidding. And you give it to him, and he takes it, and he's, like, not paying attention to you. He's still painting. And it just, like, time passes, and he's, like, not acknowledging you at all. Not acknowledging you at all. So.
I'm just going to sit.
Okay.
And wait patiently.
Okay. You keep waiting, and you keep waiting. And finally, as he's painting, he goes, what are you doing?
Literally? Or... Or, like, are you asking me outside of this dream?
He just says to me, he goes, what are you doing?
And
he's still paying. He's not, like, paying attention to you at all still.
I'm waiting for your command.
Your group went down into a sewery place, I believe, what you guys call a sewer, underneath somebody's house.
Yes.
And there was a large tree there?
Yes.
Recall what I asked you to do to that tree?
No.
I figured, as that idiot with you that does embody chaos, so God, we love him, destroy it. You were supposed to revive that tree, to revive my temple in that area.
Was I?
He said, yes, you were. And like he makes like a little enunciation at the end, and you've got like a wave of fear goes over you.
But I've always been scared.
So, what are you doing?
I'm going to go revive your temple at that tree. What's left of it?
He says, it's too late for that. Though there is stuff under that tree, way under that tree, that may come in handy to your group in the future. Your friend has been touched by my sister. You better watch your back with him.
Which friend?
You'll have to find that out on your own. The rules don't allow me to say. I'm not the one that makes the rules. I'm the god of chaos. I'm supposed to be breaking them. But there's some rules I can't break.
The only person I can think of that's had any sort of like acceptance of anything would be David.
It sounds like a personal quest you're going to have to figure out on your own.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm just mumbling to myself.
Yeah.
I guess it was Minto was... No, was there Minto ever made mythic? On a character? I think he was.
He wasn't made mythic.
So we don't like your sister.
We tolerate my sister because she is my opposite. I bring things to life, she kills things. Without each other, we really don't work.
Hmm.
But more importantly, my other brother, Quetzal, his influence is growing, and it's about to see what is the phrase, and you see him kind of start scratching his face, and you notice that he's got like gigantic claws, not like the bird claws, but it's like really long claws.
Hmm.
The shit is about to hit the fan, I believe is the phrase.
I'm familiar with the phrase.
He is a god of order. Not good, but a god of chaos, you'll understand. My chaos increases productivity. You know this. If it wasn't for the crazy, no one would advance to get past the crazy. I am the influencer of change. Never forget that, as that means we are the influencers of change.
I did try order at one time. It didn't really work out.
Yes, our child Avadar is child.
I don't want to talk about him. Still angry.
Just know, I know you were questioning how exactly to show your faith to me. Just know, actions in my religion always prove louder than words. And as your friends will start to increase in their mythic powers, they will also have the same vision as you have. Points at his eyes. There's also another threat you people might want to look at to not only save your world, but to also increase your mythic powers. There are 7 awakened terrors in your world. 3 of sky, 3 of earth, 3 of water. These will not be easy creatures to fight. But if you are to best any of them, powers would be great. Not to mention all the treasure they have.
Is it 7 or 9?
7 are awakened.
Okay.
9 total.
Okay. Where can I find the first one?
That you're going to have to ask around for. For these terrors are what the Naga originally used to take control of. And now, with their master's leash gone, well, they got free reign to do whatever the hell they want.
They have names?
They do. I will read you from my memory.
I guess I should have brought down something to write down, huh?
And yeah, you can write it down later. Here.
Oh.
The terrors known to your world are Bile Talon, Ouroboro, Forata, Rakota, Smode, Goropus, and the Cold Shadow.
I know what must be done.
9 parents three from sea, three from sky, three from land.
Is there anything else?
Yes, I appreciate you using that mace and infusing it with your power. Please continue doing that. It pleases me.
I have no problems with that. It's awesome.
Please do your best not to anger me again. I would appreciate it. Remember, I'm not the bad guy. Or am I the good guy? I'm me. Right. And you are you.
Like, you have an understander?
My painting's done. And I'm talking.
What's the painting of?
You get a look of it, and it looks like Mortenberg, but, and you get the impression it's the Wolverines
mm-hmm.
on one side, but it looks like they have like some kind of hidden power that they've harnessed. You can see it like glowing in the background, and in the foreground it has the guys are like glowing a little bit, and you notice their skin looks like it has a sheen to it, so it doesn't look like skin anymore.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of it, you see the tigers, and they just look like a bunch of fucking ninjas. And behind them, you see what looks to be a rather large Naga-looking thing. And it has a bunch of strings attached to its fingers, attached to each of those guys. And then you kind of get the impression that it's supposed to be your group in the middle. But underneath everything, on like the bottom half of it, you see a large skull of a dragon that you recognize that you saw in that crystal back when you first sniffed your crystal.
Oh, yeah.
And you see that it looks like its claws are like ripping into the upper part of the painting. You may keep this.
It's lovely, I'll hang it.
And then you wake up. And you decide, I need to go get my friends.
I will do that.
Okay.
Should I pause this?
I just keep it going.
Oh.
You gonna film the
space? I'll throw in some fun.
Edit.
Pause for edit.
I tried. I said no.
Well, I hope all you listeners enjoyed that. As you know, I just kind of wing most of that, but what are you gonna do? It's a role-playing game. You're supposed to wing out stuff. What else is going on? I don't know. Kind of good to be back in the game here. Hope you guys enjoy the 100th episode in a couple episodes. We had a good time. Hope you're like, don't tell what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys!
The son of God. I don't know what I did to that guard.
Oh, I got it somewhere sitting there.
The mighty innkeeper's return!
Except for Dustin, I don't know what I'm doing.
Dustin just gave up.
He's getting
poop. Is that what the card said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it said something like that. Speak the mighty voice of God. Who?
You.
Who?
Where is that?
Did you buy a signet ring to make the seal?
I didn't have to buy one because we got signet rings in our grab bags from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
So I used yours.
Awesome.
You guys like that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
We're gonna write the gnome song. For the spell that you
can write the lyrics on.
Dust of Twilight. It's gonna be a slow song based on maybe a mind collapse or something.
Where did I put that? Well, I hope you guys liked that little intro thing. I'm gonna be honest with you, I kind of winged most of it.
I liked it. I like the letter.
Yeah, I did wing it.
Hey, I got this letter. This happens to fly here.
My dad's kind of a piece of shit, apparently. Not in real life.
Well, I kind of got that impression from you when you gave me that description.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't put any of the names on, because I don't remember any of the names up here.
It's on that website we have. Did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
No, because I was still working on it, and then I kind of stopped.
We started to make a wiki for all our characters.
Yeah,
that's a good wiki.
It's a good wiki. I need to update it. And I think I'm going to get rid of everything that relates to the online people, because I just don't think I want to relate any of that.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a good resource for people that actually listen to the show if they care.
Yeah.
Just try.
What was that? Is that Russian stuff?
What time are we sitting at on this episode?
40 minutes.
Oh, wow. That took a long time.
This is the original Russian Imperial Stout recipe.
So,
it smells worse than
for continuity. How do I say it?
Continuity?
There you go.
Boom!
Bonus three.
I love my thesaurus at home.
For continuity, we're going to say it's been one week since the aberration was killed, which will help explain why Crystal is back, or Circle is back. One part. Because I shouldn't be there, but
I'm sorry, Lance was talking. What'd you say?
This is 1 week after the aberration died, so everybody's at full hit points, stat points back. Yeah, almost everyone did. Full spell points.
Did I teach Shivers the trick?
What trick were you going to teach him?
I don't remember. I said it like right at the end. Like, this is going to be very good. I'm going to teach Shivers a quick trick.
Yeah, you teach him a trick.
Twitters how to twerk.
Twitter the twin.
Twerk it, twin.
We're really close to those six.
Yeah.
He already knows like four tricks. And I realized actually yesterday that I was making him do tricks incorrectly the whole time.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're not the rule lawyers of this game.
That's true.
In this session.
There's rules.
What?
Rule zero, that's all that matters.
Yes! Thank you.
Oh, it's an animal. Okay.
So a week later, you guys are hanging out at the inn if you want to put your characters in our little inn here.
Captain's pigtail looks awesome, by the way.
I'm still working on it, but he turned out pretty good.
Those look really good.
I do have quite a bit of goblins, so last night I could have probably helped you.
Yeah. That was a lot of goblins.
Two of those little bastards.
I think McCole was using this guy, wasn't he? I think he was.
That would be handy, wouldn't it?
Fetch, yes.
Oh, I already know it. Never mind.
All right. So, you guys are feeling pumped.
Heck yeah.
Back in the saddle. Stuff's happened that you may or may not have shared with your comrades.
We got a letter, guys.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. You can read?
Please? Shivers read it to me. My dad's...
It's written in Shivers.
I asked for a 5 on that one.
I'm smarter than Tabit is. Oh, this is Shivers. Like, oh my god, I'm -4 to intelligence.
That was wise.
Yeah, you're probably true. I got a 13 in wisdom.
So like I said, 1 week.
How are the finances looking?
You guys are in the red.
That's good, right?
God damn it.
I know that's bad. You're the accountant. Well, he's a former accountant.
That's true. Tabit should be
so, behind the bar, kind of wiping it down for the 17th time. Nobody in here. Quiet.
Where's Ma?
Ma's in the back, cleaning up her pee stains again.
We just rescued the town. Where is everyone?
You know, we wouldn't be in the red if we got rid of our goblin cook.
Our goblin cook is the one thing that's giving us something to eat every night that tastes good.
But Ko is like, you got a point.
Plus, we don't save more money if we fire her.
We don't pay her.
Everybody ring of sustenance.
And you do notice that the place looks really clean. Don't know why. Looks really clean.
I'm gonna go up to Mikkel. I'm gonna order a drink.
I'm gonna find some dirt.
Can I have one of your couple drinks? I heard that's the newest thing that you can.
What was it called? I don't remember. He's like, sure, kobold.
It's like Bane of the Kobold or something.
Yeah, kobold.
I remember that.
He hasn't sold one in a while.
I didn't make that up in a dream or anything. Here you go.
we were having them before. Well, never mind. Yeah. Anyway,
So I'm guessing I'm back in the back with Shivers. You know the numbers. I'm just like,
I don't get it. Yeah. Wherever. I mean, you have plenty of tables to sit at.
I'm guessing there's an office somewhere. Or like, whatever.
You can have your little seance chamber in the sewer.
I don't know how you want to do it exactly, but I would like to go back to the place with the tree as soon as possible.
We can get to that eventually here. Yeah, you're like sitting around a little forlorn a lot, not talking.
There's a forlorn here?
Yeah.
I kill it.
Sick of
them. Is there a deadly gazebo?
Ooh, I want to attack one of those.
How do I not have a second favorite terrain?
I didn't get married yet.
I don't think you get that until 6th level, right?
No, because what's his church? Nurnberg has two.
Oh, no one cares about him.
Also, nobody cares about your
train. So, Penelope and Kenny starts playing a little bit of a song, and things start to get a little dark, and then you're like, I better stop that for a second.
It's getting dark here.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Do you have anything in the minor key?
Everybody start getting sick. That song really.
Last week. Everyone else's basement's connected to something. What the hell is our basement connected to?
Good point.
Get down to the basement.
You're going to find out what our meals are really made of.
I placed the cushion that I took from somewhere.
Rat. I don't care.
It looks good.
That
rat.
Speaking of putting something there that looks good, I forgot about them.
Oh, yeah, our drake. Oh, and the horn from the skull. And after I found out it was useless, I threw it away. I still wanted to go check out the rest of that underwater place that we never really explored.
Oh, where we pulled that giant.
Yeah, where we killed that.
I thought we did explore that.
No, like after we were also hurt, we left and we never went back and like actually swam under there. And I bought a water potion from Weird Face.
From Weird Face.
That's an apropos word.
I'd like to check that out. We don't have any other Avengers currently.
I'm not with you. We should check the rest of that out.
Coil came to me in a dream, and I definitely have things to do now.
Oh, what do you? I like you. What's the matter, buddy?
You like him or you like you?
I like both. Tabit's my oldest friend in this party.
It's true. Everyone else kind of leaves.
Everyone leaves but Tab.
Koba's right there. He just doesn't talk to you
anymore.
He's too busy being a mythic bartender.
We need to go back to where we killed the aberration.
Oh.
So that's where we're
back there?
Anyway.
No, that's not where we killed. Underwater thing.
We killed that underwater thing that he skinned. Because that's where we found the book and some of the other information.
We coined the term shivers as a unit of measurement.
Yes, shivers and
Link. He has 6 shivers now, and I found him a moment.
Yeah. Yeah, they say that's where we found the second honey mug or whatever.
All right, well, that's I'm all on board for this.
I think we're gonna help tap it out.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Is helping us out. So.
Yeah, and plus Hugh's been cool. He gave me that Angamunga.
Yeah.
And he made us all mythic.
I'm not so mythic anymore.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Okay.
Mm.
Get to it. I've missed Tan. Was he making anything for me? Wasn't he making me badger armor?
No, I think he was good.
But I never got any.
He was making a belt for your badger.
I think
he'd
come. I think he could get a hold of us if he had your stuff done.
Did he get a hold of us? I don't think he likes me. I don't think he'd go out of his way to find me.
Let's not give Shivers more hit points. Let's just make him stronger.
He has 40 hit points.
He always goes to the worst inn in town that's on the really bad side because he doesn't want to go to you guys.
Tan, can you make armor out of this table?
Call the friend.
Okay, let's go check out what that aberration was.
Tan doesn't dislike you. Sometimes
it's,
you just try to talk to him a little too much.
It's about mid-afternoon right now.
Okay. Makoa and what's the wizard? Crow.
Crow's back.
Oh, he left? Is Orky back?
No one even
noticed
him
with
leaving.
His family.
Oh, he's gone.
Who really cares?
Sure. What happened to Crow?
Last time I remember Crow, we left him crazy on top of a sacrificial altar with something in the Hequatl temple.
He wasn't there.
I thought he
was.
No,
Makoa was there. Was he?
Yeah, cause that's when Lance was over there.
Okay.
Crow made it back. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
He's
not here anymore.
He's not here now. That's what really matters.
But Ma's here.
Makoa's here. Silent.
Our gourmet goblin cook. I love our gourmet goblin cook.
She's awesome.
She does a great job.
Do you understand what gourmet means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking good food, and that's what
it's
we
goblin.
Had. She did it.
What does gourmet in goblin mean?
Probably means fucking good food.
I would know that.
It means...
The equivalent in English.
Yeah, but change my alignment to chaotic murder.
All right, hey, we're gonna go take care of your...
That's fine. Don't take offense.
Take offense to what?
I did not have a good night's sleep.
Do you need a hug?
Well, you want to talk about it?
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Can you give me a 10-minute mark?
Yeah, it's over there.
Okay. So what are you guys doing?
You sure you don't need a hug?
We're going to go back to that insane asylum.
I think you need a hug.
Insane asylum.
Yeah, I'd like to go. If that's cool,
is,
I'd like to go back to the
I give him a hug.
To the insane asylum?
If that's where, yeah.
Or the undercroft where that... That's where
that's where. Is that where the thing was?
That's where the you don't remember that? Chiru almost died.
Mento almost died.
Oh, you almost died? Didn't it drag you underwater?
There was that ghoul that is came back and attacked Mento a second time. After
I just don't remember the tree part.
I don't remember the tree. Was that when we like slid?
I think there was that pool of water.
No, that was the
trees around it.
No, that was after.
I don't remember that part either.
We need to.
There was a tree, and there was an altar in it where the book was.
I remember the book.
And there was like all these branching paths.
Oh, okay. It's coming back.
And off to the side was where like a camp was, and that's where all of the that coven of crazy people
were. I guess I didn't realize that was the same place, but I remember it now.
Okay.
Yeah, because there was like a one path that had like a grate on it or something that we tried to get through. Mm.
Also, if you're coming with me, you need to bring shovels.
What are you going to do to us?
We're going to find Hoffa, finally.
He's in another dimension! I'm guessing there's shovels somewhere.
He's kind of in the Home Depot.
Yeah, you can probably find some.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Tan probably has some.
And we can stop at Tan's.
Don't we have some shovels?
Sure.
We got shovels.
I have never given anything a proper burial, that's for sure.
I'm just guessing that
I also have
there's probably a shovel somewhere.
I'm mostly
shoveling up the puke, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they're covered in dust.
So we grab our shovels from the basement, I guess, probably.
Okay. You grab your shovels right next to Ma and where she's cooking all the food.
Okay.
Hi, guys. What do you do?
Going to a tree, Ma.
What are you going to do? Learn to speak common, for fuck's sakes. God damn it.
I speak common.
I tell her goblin, don't just ignore Tanny's in the
room. I'm gonna go outside and wait for the plane to catch up. I'm just gonna wait by the door outside.
Why'd you even come back here then?
I was in the inn in the first place.
We all were going back there, you just follow us right there. And it's the Snyder Mark.
Once everybody goes outside, something's gonna happen, so
all right.
Going outside.
We're all going in together.
I am not dealing with this fucking.
He started. We all.
As soon as you guys go outside, you see that the whole town is like lit up with like streamers and stuff all over the place. There's like carnival rides.
What is going on?
And you see.
How did we not hear about this?
And then you guys are like all sitting there going, "What in the fuck in this?" Attractive-ish woman that you've never seen before comes up to each of you, kisses you. Happy Liberation Day! And she does it to each person. Happy Liberation Day! Happy Liberation Day! Happy Liberation Day! Happy Liberation Day! Kind of rubs his head.
Yeah! Happy Liberation Day!
What are we liberating from?
What?
We probably didn't liberate anything.
Give me a knowledge history check.
First of all, if there's music playing and they didn't hire me, I'm going to be very upset.
There's music playing!
Bullshit!
No, I mean, bullshit.
This should be me playing. Knowledge local?
History.
That worked too.
It's an 18 for Tabit.
Yeah, they're either one. 17.
Be a little higher for knowledge local.
I don't have his knowledge history.
What do you have? What knowledge do you have?
Nature, geography, and dungeoneering.
That will be no
excuse. Yeah.
You can do a wisdom one, but it'll be super high.
Well, might as well. Doesn't hurt anything. Well, actually, while everybody's doing, can I just do a general perception check, see what the fuck is around?
Sure.
20.
Yeah, those new ones are paying off.
And
not
it's 29 currently. I think they're pretty even. I don't know. It went back and forth.
Barry his bear.
Yes.
Was it hitting shit?
He killed one guy.
He did kill one guy.
Probably round these off on these because they would be so sharp you would like cut yourself.
Yeah, well,
I like the way they look. I like the more the sharper,
and they're super sharp,
more rigid.
Oh,
yeah.
This one's chunky amount of this one.
Did it?
Yeah.
I think it. Yeah, that's where they break it off of. Because when they make them.
No. The end on one of the points.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Huh.
I think I changed how Mortenberg sit up each time I play.
Just a different part of Mortenberg.
Well, I don't believe
it. It just looks shittier each time. You're role playing it. You sort of realize.
We brought a magic eight here. Well, we did, but. And I'm not sure if that's even
so happened. Liberation Day, Tabit got a what in history?
An 18.
Liberation Day is when everybody defeated the Naga and everybody became free. So basically it's like super independence day for like the whole world.
Is this celebrated everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, so we would have been like,
you guys are just out you guys
kind of remember what day it was.
Yeah, you guys kind of accumulated to almost dying,
yeah,
and having a couple fever dreams.
This is Chris Rock gonna give the little Pullman. Today is our Independence Day. Is that gonna happen?
I had a 29 perception.
Tie some guy up to a pole.
I'm gonna fire at will. Is there a fair
Liberation Day? I forgot about that coming up.
Oh fuck yeah! It's Liberation Day already. Time to check the smoke alarms.
Well, go back inside and get a beer.
I'm liberating.
It's Liberation Day! I'm going home!
Oh, yeah, we should have Liberation Day specials.
Oh, yeah, well, that would have been smart.
Yeah, it's almost like a real innkeeper would have done that.
Is there a Liberation Day theme song?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to start jamming out.
When you start singing it, I sure don't know it all.
Liberation Day!
Everyone,
you're right. Yeah, I'm not gonna freestyle what goes in the game in the
tune of the Oswald's Barbie Girl.
It's gotta be a much. It needs to be a much better song. Yeah. I'm not gonna make a shitty song.
You're
canon,
such a snob.
It could be Liberate Me instead of Elevate Me. A pixie song.
Fuck fine.
Let's
talk about something one of your listeners does.
So you see, David, you see a lot of people, a lot of faces you don't recognize.
Well, I don't like this at all.
You do see Dakar talking to some big fellow off in the side. You see Chris Shaw talking to somebody. You see Car on the Wave, or the Wave, the mayor talking to somebody.
Just pan around?
Yeah, pan. If you pan, he's kind of got like a little outside stall.
The shop may be closed today.
And behind, and like he's like sharing a stall with some other guy you've never seen before, but he looks like he's also selling armor and whatnot.
Ooh, we gotta check that guy out.
Does he seem like a traveling salesman?
You kind of get that impression.
Mm-hmm. And the RPGs there, they always got the best stuff.
They do.
He's always more expensive.
Shiny Force, they had the loot.
Oh, damn it.
That's a bad guy's drop that you couldn't carry.
I should have bought that.
I want to yell, Happy Liberation Day, everyone! One free drink for everyone in the inn!
Here in all Magna Villa.
Sweet. Because one free drink, and then after that, they had to pay.
I would not hope that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Eric, when you go back over there, you see there should be a mythic sheet for Mike. I can't know where. Well, it's
for your mythic.
It's a Word document that has my mythic stuff on it. Yeah.
You of course recognize Tan's booth because it has a giant golem sitting right next to it.
So let me try to steal something. Let's see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal an iron golem over here. Sure, but your ash is there.
When we get to higher levels, I'm totally still something.
The town won't even be here when we get to higher levels.
I feel like Tan would probably kill you.
No, I wouldn't feel from Tan.
You see a lot of kids, which you're not used to seeing around.
There's kids in this town?
Yeah, they're like, what kids? What is this?
Just
all kinds
them
of
probably
weird all kinds of like carnival-ish attractions. So you see like the pound of thing to see how strong you are, drinking contests going on, pie eating contests, since pie seems to be the theme of the day.
Rides. Is there a maypole?
There's a maypole. Yes. There's some rides. Not something that it's akin to a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
You also see some stuff that's set up that'll look like it's giving like a demonstration on something, kind of almost like a World's Fair. Mm-hmm. How they would demonstrate new technology and stuff.
Oh, the world has all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so we can carry off talking like that again today.
Running water!
Why? Never home. What is it?
I'm gonna go down this. I'm gonna check out these booths, man.
I'm gonna try to get people to come to the inn.
What's the news?
I'm serious about that free drink. Okay. Announcement.
See a couple dark nights.
Idiots.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up the good work, idiots. Way to guard a festival.
Sure, didn't even tell us about it.
Well, they're right here, there.
It'll be a dark night.
Isn't that Martin?
The Coward Martin Lawrence?
Coward Martin Lawrence.
Oliver and Carver.
Oh,
not
shit.
Anybody.
Do we know them?
We do.
I didn't know if we ever met them.
I never saw them.
Well, I'm sure we ran into them. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, a bunch of them did stop by the inn at one time.
If
for advice.
If I've seen anyone in the Dark Knight uniform, I'm automatically like, oh, God. I put my hand where my wallet's at, and I just walk by and say,
I'm like playing music the entire time and walking to you.
Where are we at? It's not a good spot to stop if we're close.
Yeah, we're there.
So, you guys just walked into a giant Liberation Day.
Okay.
And when you also noticed when you guys walk out that everyone kind of turns towards you and goes, there they are!
There we are!
And that's the end of the episode. Bye! She's under the
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.